The Barry lines are jammed up here. Let's go to first of all, Jeff, who's in BC, is going to get tickets to the BC Outdoors Show. Okay, Jeff, what did you know? You wanted to jump in. We're talking about, we got this berry pie that's been sitting on the table out here for a week and a day now. It comes to us from Pie Day. And that was supposed to be, I think it was supposed to be Scott's Pie. And I don't know, because there's no dairy in there, if you can eat that or not.
Rhonda's going to answer that for us here in a second.
All right. But Jeff wanted to jump in on the butter, to refrigerate butter or not. What do you got, Jeff?
No, butter's on the shelf outside. It's always nice and warm.
So you keep it on the counter. Well, you don't refrigerate it? You never refrigerate it?
No, as soon as it comes home from the grocery store, it goes in the butter dish and it sits on the shelf. I'm, 55 years old, and it's been like that ever since I was born.
So it could be for weeks. You could keep that thing out there on the counter.
Yeah, it never goes, never grows.
Really? Out,
so it's good.
I don't know why we keep some in the fridge, but the one that we're using is always in that butter dish on top of the stove.
Well, then what is this fear that we have with dairy having to be refrigerated? All right, well, thank you, Jeff.
Enjoy the show. Now, Rhonda's online, too. Rhonda from Blaine, and she wanted to talk about the pie.
Hi, Rhonda.
Good morning.
The berry pie on the table for 8 days.
Safe or not? Safe to eat or not?
It's been safe my whole life. Every time we baked anything, and we put up a lot. When I was a kid growing up, because we lived on the farm, we never put nothing like that went in the refrigerator. If it doesn't have any milk in it or milk product, you don't have to refrigerate it.
Hmm. So we,
and the butter thing, we made our own butter. We never put our butter in the refrigerator. Our butter got rolled up in wax paper and put in the cellar. So it's not cold. It's not cold like a refrigerator, but it's cool. And we put it in a little butter bell.
Gotcha.
Well, what's the dairy again? Then I go to that question. What is that dairy fear that we've always had that it's got dairy and it's got to be in the refrigerator?
I don't know. Everybody gets scared of everything. And we didn't put our eggs in there either.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eggs thing I've learned. This here said
we had a lot of stuff that we pulled out of the ground, picked off of our trees, and we put up. But what we didn't put up right away went into the cellar or went into the pantry and until we can get to it. So apples, pears, things like that. No, we didn't put them in the refrigerator.
Thank you, Rhonda.
The refrigerated list here says, thank you, Rhonda. But 77% say butter goes in the fridge, 23% say on the counter. And Tom's on line 3 with butter info or his thoughts on butter.
Go ahead, Tom. Butter or
salt? Oh, man. We always keep a bar out on the counter. I've done it my whole life. You don't get sick from it at all. It's like leaving out condiments, like a ranch or mayonnaise. If you leave it out for a couple days, it's still going to be fine.
Mayonnaise, people say 98% belong, and 98% say it belongs in the fridge. Ketchup?
It does, but you can go a couple days without it going bad on you.
Yeah, ketchup and mustard, everybody says, 85% say fridge.
Salad dressing. What about salad dressing?
Ooh, if it's ranch, I've left ranch out of the fridge a few days, and I'll eat it. My wife's scared. She won't touch it,
What about Italian dressing?
No, that stuff stays out for me. Well, once it's open, then I put it in.
Keep it in the cupboard.
Hold on. So, Brad, you put it in the fridge, and
once it's open.
And the caller, what's the caller's name?
Tom.
Tom, you keep it. After you open a bottle of Italian dressing, you would keep that in the cupboard. You wouldn't put it in the fridge.
No, I'd probably put it in the fridge,
okay.
But I'd go a couple days. If it sat out on the table, I'd still use it.
All right.
And Tom, you said you're one of 7 kids, so you guys have ironclad stomachs. Yeah.
Yep. Like I can eat raw meat. My wife can't.
Yeah.
Every time we have steak, I eat it medium rare, and she has to have it well done or else she gets sick every time.
Wow. All right, Brad, go dive it. Thank you, Tom. Dive into the pie over there. The berry pie is ready for you.
The strawberries are on sale this week.
That's what Rhonda says. Brad and John, KISM. Let me take